We're talking today with Mike Schulte, of course, with the Oklahoma Wheat Commission. And part of our series of things that we're doing, of course, with the Oklahoma Wheat Commission this year, we're looking at the wheat crop for 2013, our Wheat Watch series. Mike, as we've seen this crop go in the ground, we simply didn't seem like we had as much moisture as we had even 1 year ago. And I know there's a lot of folks that are getting very, very concerned.
It is concerning for producers. Going out and just kind of assessing things that we had seen this week in southwest and central Oklahoma, there are places still where the moisture maybe didn't fall in areas that, you know, specifically needed it. Going into winter right now, you can look at the crop and you can see that maybe where they had had enough moisture to bring the crop up in those regions where they had received rain that they didn't maybe receive up in the northern parts of the state where that crop had sprouted, it does look like it is going backwards and in places looks like it's, you know, curling up and dying out in the field. And going into winter with that, I think the verdict's going to be out on those areas as to whether, you know, the crop comes back up. Definitely not a good situation for producers because if a producer was going to maybe look at replanting that, it's just really getting too late in the year for them to be able to do that. So they're probably going to have to look at other options of maybe going in with a spring or summer crop. Up in the northern, northwest parts of the state, we did receive some moisture this past weekend that was much needed moisture. And a lot of those regions, the crop hadn't even sprouted yet. So we're hopeful that that's going to allow the crop to sprout and maybe we can get some more moisture from here on out that's going to help us. I think that possibly we're looking at a situation up there where it might be more favorable for the producers that the crop hadn't sprouted yet. And then if you look in southwestern Oklahoma, there are areas in south central Oklahoma where they had received more moisture where things do look still favorable for the crop.
I mean, I've even heard anecdotal reports of a few cattle on pasture in the southern part of the state.
In the south central part of the state, you would see that. I think if you get in the far southwest region of the state, it looks much different. And I've seen some cattle on wheat here in places on the earlier planted wheat in central Oklahoma. And on some of that, I think that the producers have made a decision that they're going to go ahead and try to get maybe what they can out of it because it still, you know, doesn't look like the best scenario of what you'd want to use for wheat pasture. But I think in many instances, you know, the producers were just needing that forage, so they're going to go ahead and try to use it.
When we think about overall plantings for 2013 crop, what are you thinking about at this point?
Last year we were at 5.4 million acres that was planted. 4.3 million acres of that was harvested. From what we've been hearing from producers, I think that we're probably going to be somewhere around that 5.2 to 5.4 million acre range planted. I think we might be a little bit lower than last year just because producers were waiting to see what their options were, and with the drought situations and no submoisture, we might see a little less acreage. Maybe they're going to opt to do something later on in the spring and summer. And then some of the wheat producers have opted to go with canola acres in the state, which is a good thing for us because we feel like that's beneficial for the producers to use that rotation to clean up their fields.
Of course, the thing about canola is that it is pretty well mandated by, at least if you want to play with the crop insurance folks, it is mandated by RMA that it has to be rotated. You can't plant canola 2 years in a row. So you do normally would come back with wheat.
Yeah, so we look at that as a favorable situation for wheat production. As I always say, if you were going to go with another crop, I think that would be probably the best suitable option for a producer who was wanting to go back to wheat.
At this point, as you think about the 2013 crop, you know, early to say, but I mean, overall, the condition seems to be, what, fair at best?
Looking at USDA's rankings from this past week, they were ranking 6% of the crop to be very poor, 20% of the crop to be poor, 49% of the crop to be fair, 20% to be ranked good right now, and 1% to be excellent. So if you look at those numbers throughout the state and you do drive around, I think that those numbers pretty well match with what you see out in the field. Things right now going into winter do not look favorable. Submoisture is going to be vital for this crop. It's something that, you know, we had more submoisture last year. So when we received the rains, they were received in a timely manner at the right time. It allowed us to at least bring on a decent crop. But this year, if we don't have the moisture, we're not going to see a situation like last year. So we do have concerns because of the sub-moisture levels.